Negro.
I suppose a Negro got mad at a white person. Would he call him a Negro?
He called him a crazy.
Is that an insult?
Sometimes. It just depends upon how a fellow be feeling at the time the impression come on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked a lot, and his son came along and stepped on it and broke it. You could say that the man got awfully, what?
Angry.
Okay. And suppose after you've been working hard all day, you come home, sit down, and say, boy, I'm awfully...
hungry.
Yeah, hungry, and what else?
Tired.
Okay. Well, at school, the principal or the teacher can send a child home because the child is bad, but the school nurse or the doctor would send him home because the child...
sick.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
Stomach.
Do you say in his stomach or at his stomach or on his stomach?
In his stomach.
Okay, fine. And do you have a name for a noisy celebration after a wedding? If people want to tease the bride and the groom, they come along with pots and pans and bells and they sing and shout. Do you have a name for that?
Serenade.
Did you have one?
No.
What do they do at a serenade? What do people do at a serenade?
Just cutting the ball going crazy.
It's just for fun though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all.
That's good. What do some people call a spook to frighten a child with? They might say, well, you better be good or the what's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll say something's going to get you if you're not good.
The devil.
The devil. Okay. And on Christmas Day, how do you greet your friends when you see them? What's the first thing you say?
Christmas tree.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
What is it you say?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's just what everybody says when they meet their friends?
Yeah. See, if I caught you Christmas tree, why then it'd be your time to treat.
Oh.
And if you caught me, why then I was treat.
Oh, that's a good custom. You have to get there first.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a really heavy suitcase and you had to carry it from here clear down to the end of the road, when you got there, you could say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this any farther.
Go in the front.
Okay, or what, the suitcase?
Or suitcase. Put it down.
But you're glad you don't have to, what, it?
Tote it in the front.
Okay. And what do you call an animal that has a hard shell and he can pull his legs up into his shell?
Box cutter didn't do that.
Box cutter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do they live in the water or on the land?
Huh?